Coming up next, Howard Holly presents Against All Odds. And now your host, Howard Holly.
Good morning, good morning. My name is Howard Holly, and welcome to Against All Odds, and I hope you're having a fantastic Saturday morning thus far. I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Howard.
We had a great guest last week. I've got to come up with new adjectives or something, or maybe doubly adjectives. We had a great, great guest last week, Judge Hubert Grimes.
We did. We did. He was the first African-American circuit judge in Volusia County. I need to go buy his book. He wrote a book, How to Keep Your Child from Going to Jail.
Yeah.
But it's more than that. It's really about how to motivate your children into being successful, personal success plans for kids and that type of stuff. So I still need to pick that up and read that book.
And remember, we offer to help him in the marketing of it. So don't forget that. So you read it first and then we'll get together with him.
I know. I'm sure it's going to be good. He was a very interesting guest. Everyone should go back and listen to the show either on our website or the podcast.
And where is the website and what's the podcast?
It's www.howardhollypresents.com. And the podcast is on iTunes. You can search the podcasts for Howard Holly Presents.
So we're going to do this show a bit different to our listeners who've been with us over this journey thus far. We're going to make a bit of a pivot here, and we're going to do this the first Saturday of each quarter. And what we're going to do is we're going to call this a capstone show, where we really wrap up the previous quarter. And what we're hoping to do is to summarize our guests. And you maybe for those of you who didn't hear all of them, you might hear something from us that would cause you to want to go to the website and listen to a particular show. We want to also provide a guide to our listeners about what we heard from them. And we want to talk a little bit about lessons learned. So what's the common themes that we've heard as well? And so we're going to spend the first part of our show talking about last quarter. And I think we've had a very diverse background of guests, Kristen.
That is an understatement. We have had authors, we've had entrepreneurs, we've had people from corporate America, we have had entertainers, we've had, it's run the gamut of professionals and successful people.
And I would add to that geography.
Yes.
And a good blend of gender, because I think that's also important nowadays as well.
And ages, too. Mm-hmm. The ages have ranged from, we've had I think Cuba Gooding was 70. He may be the oldest guest we had, just guessing, all the way down to Joshua Williams, who just graduated from college.
Yep, exactly. So we're going to talk a bit about each of those guests, and then we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk a bit about this quarter, this third quarter of 2014, and what type of guests you can expect to hear on our show. And then we'll talk about next week's guests that will be airing next Saturday. So let's talk then, Kristen. Let's start off with our first guest.
Cindy Dalecki.
Yeah.
Owner of Marketing To Go, local marketing firm here in Flagler County.
So what did you hear from Cindy?
From Cindy, she had lost her corporate job with the Daytona Beach News Journal. And getting laid off, she took that as a catalyst into becoming an entrepreneur. And she gave us the advice that we needed to get involved and give back to the community. And I had a premise during her, or I came up with an idea during her show, I guess, that I thought what was going to happen is we were going to interview people, and some of them were going to say it was money that made you successful, mm-hmm. and some of them were going to say that it was something intrinsic. And I was so wrong. We didn't have a single guest talk about those external
material things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So after Cindy, we had Santos Rodriguez.
We did. Santos is the owner of Palm Coast Transportation here in Flagler County. He also had one of those catalysts that was pushing him to become an entrepreneur. Hammock Beach Resort was being taken over by a different management firm, and he decided that was going to be the thing that moved him towards becoming an entrepreneur.
Yeah, one of the things that I remember the most about Santos is making lemonade from lemons. When life gives you lemons, you've got to figure out how to make lemonade out of it, or how to make something useful out of it, is, I thought, the message.
Yes, and we've had a lot of guests since him who have come up with that same type of thought when we asked them, about the things that have pushed them towards becoming successful.
So our third guest, because we started on March 15th, so our third guest was March the 29th, and that was Faith Coleman.
It was. And Faith, how inspirational was she?
Mm-hmm.
She had cancer multiple times. It had come back. She left her job as a nurse practitioner to start the Flagler County Free Clinic. So she was suffering from cancer and decided to take that and start something that could help other people who were experiencing those same types of ailments, but who didn't have the resources that she had that allowed her to be able to afford the treatment.
Yeah, what she's doing is of great value to our community. And I'm sure there are people like Faith throughout the Southeast region and the country overall.
Yeah.
I know you're probably about to say the same thing.
I think we are. Right? It's not about you.
You go ahead and do yours.
No, I was going to say that she told us that you have to remember that it's not about you. It's mm-hmm. about other people.
Yeah, what I was going to say was her saying she was giving up cancer for Lent.
Mm.
I mean, that's what stuck. I've repeated that to so many people, and it still to this day gives me goosebumps. And many other people I talk to, it's just, it's eye-opening, because cancer isn't just an ailment or something that's happening to you. The impact of it is just so broad and so deep.
Because it's not happening to you. It's happening to your whole community. It's happening to your
exactly.
network, your
yep.
family, your friends, everyone.
Yep.
And she's just such a positive person.
Yep. And then we had Peter Holmes.
We did. Peter Holmes from Michigan, right?
Yep.
In Detroit, COO of a chemical company up there. His biggest thing that I took was when he told us that you have to give up what you are for what you might become. You have to be adaptable. When things change, you have to be willing to change with them, to change yourself, so that you can be more successful.
Yeah, to give up who you are to be who you want to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a degree of change that's a factor required to make change, okay? And you've got to stop doing something. You have to give up who you are to become the person who you want to be. I think that was, it's interesting to talk that long for 30 minutes or really 20 minutes with someone. And yet, and still we can pick out this one thing that we walked away with that was inspiring. And hopefully, if you did not hear any of these shows, you can get a chance to go listen to them. And so after Peter, we had Ken Madison, the president of Florida Hospital Flagler.
We did have Ken. Ken has a great story for people that don't know him. He was the son of a missionary in Latin America, came back to the States by himself.
Spoke Spanish his whole mm-hmm. young life in the community and everything, and still speaks Spanish fluently.
He did, and he came back. He paid his way through college. He started a auto body shop and was working on cars all the way to becoming a head of a hospital. But his biggest thing was that you have to be doing God's will. And the way that you know what God wants you to do is the feeling about it. So if it's something peaceful, that's where God is. It's not in the turmoil. It's not in the stressful, uncomfortable parts of life. It's when you're at peace.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought that was a great response to that question. And then following Ken Madison, we had Jacob Oliva, who is now effective July 1, the superintendent now of Flagler County Public Schools.
We did. We did Jacob. He was born and raised in Florida. He actually came from Miami. During the hurricanes, he didn't go immediately to college after high school, which I found really interesting. The Hurricane Andrew had come through South Florida, and he went to work rebuilding houses down there and then went to college up here. So he got his associate's degree at Daytona State College, and then he got his bachelor's degree from Flagler College. But he talked to us a lot about happiness and how it's not hard work that leads you to be successful and happy. It's you have to figure out what's going to make you happy, and then success will follow.
Yeah, his being superintendent was not a measure of success to him. His speed with which he's moved his career through in education, but really the happiness that he feels in what he does and the value that he brings. Absolutely. So let's do this. Let's take a break so that we can hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and my co-host is Kristen Weitzel. We'll be right back.
Let's face it, your customers are searching online. Are they finding you? Websites are drawing all the traffic. Your business needs to get better placement online and get noticed. At Marlin Consulting Solutions, located in Palm Coast, we use the latest SEO techniques to get you noticed online. I'm Jason Johnson, owner of Marlin Consulting Solutions. You can contact us at 386-957-9311 or find us online at marlincs.com.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Welcome back. This is Howard Holly, and you are listening to Against All Odds, How Successful People Overcome Adversity. And we are doing our capstone show this Saturday. The first Saturday of each quarter, we will do a capstone show summarizing the guests that we had the previous quarter. So we've just gone over six of our guests. We'll go over the remaining now. And so, Kristen, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel.
I'm hanging out over here.
And so, Kristen, let's talk about Joshua Williams.
Joshua, he was our youngest guest so far. He has just graduated from Bethune-Cookman University, and he's actually doing an internship right now in D.C. But while he was going to school, he was homeless for three of the years. So he talked to us about, you know, all the challenges he had because he didn't have that network that our other guests have talked about that was holding him up, and how he had to overcome those things in order to graduate from college without having a home.
But what did we hear from him that is insightful to people?
That he felt like he was destined to be different. Mm-hmm. So he came from an impoverished area, I guess you could say, in the area of Miami. And he felt like he was destined to be different than those people who stayed there and just became a product of their environment.
You have to see the who you can be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we had Tina Halpain from Dallas.
We did. She was the daughter of a tobacco farmer in a small town in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And ended up in corporate America, left corporate America, became an entrepreneur, and did event planning.
Yep.
But what happened was the economy had a downturn, and just like Santos, she decided she had to make lemons into lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
And she picked it up. She sent emails to people, and she started becoming successful at her business.
Yes. I think one time she said she was sitting on the couch just feeling sorry for herself and realized that she mm-hmm. wasn't going to get there doing that.
Yep.
So you got to get going. I think somebody else said that. You've got to get going. Our next guest is, I think, the one where we lost control of the show. That was Cuba Gooding Sr.
We had no control of Cuba Gooding Sr. He was singing. He was yelling. He was crazy.
Yep.
But he also taught us about the P word.
Perseverance.
Yeah, and how important that is. He talked to us about his background, about his father who was a slave in Barbados and came to the United States, bought a taxi cab in New York and started from scratch, and the way he persevered in his career to become successful.
Yep. And then we had Gary Lubai, and Gary is the Senior Vice President for Commercial Banking for Amerist Bank here in Flagler County.
Mm-hmm. Gary, the biggest thing I took from Gary was he talked to us about this personal board of directors, how he continuously surrounds himself with this group of 2 to 3 really inspirational people who can guide him, who can help him make decisions when he's not quite sure which way to go, and who are going to be honest with him.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I was out of the country, so I didn't get a chance to attend the kickoff. Our next guest was launching a social app called Talk It. Have you had a chance to follow up on how that's doing?
You know, I downloaded it and took a look at it.
Uh-huh.
It's great. It's a social media app where you can record little voice bites, so sound bites, instead of typing out your status update.
Yeah, Curtis Sobalis, who's the president and founder of Talk It, was the name of it, I think.
Talk It. That is the social media app.
Yeah.
He also talked about, you know, surrounding yourself with people who will give you positive, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. who will be positive, but who will also give you constructive criticism. you know, he talked about being committed to success and not doubting your project or not doubting whatever it is that you've started that you want to do and become successful with.
After Curtis, we had Sam Perkovich, who's the president and founder of Parkside Realty here in Palm Coast.
And she had a great story about life, I guess you could say, life before women had the same opportunities as men. So she was one of the first, not an air traffic controller, it was an air traffic, like traffic coordinator, I think is what her job was. And she was one of the first women who was ever allowed to do that. So they wouldn't even train her. She would work 16-hour days, and she would sit with these men, and they would teach her things. And then when it came time for them to hire a new person into that position, I mean, she had to fight tooth and nail to be allowed to do it just because she was a woman.
Yeah, and I was talking to Sam just the other day, Kristen, and she told me that she received a call from a former colleague at United Airlines. And one of their friends, a friend of both of theirs, was in Texas in a rental car riding on the highway and heard the show.
How is that even possible?
So that's why I went over to talk to David Ayers, the general manager here at Flagler Broadcasting. And I said, David, how is that even possible? And he said, basically, he might have been in a rental car. He might have gone to talk radio and just was searching. And that sometimes some of these broadcasts are broadcast on internet radio. And anyway, this gentleman heard this broadcast and he knew Sam and he was driving on a highway in Texas.
That is amazing. I didn't know that that was happening. I mean, I knew people could download the podcast and I knew they could go to our website, but I did not know that people in Texas could hear us on the radio.
Interesting.
I bet Sam was taken aback by that.
She was blown away. All right, so let's wrap up on these last few and then we'll do our commercial break. We had Mike Cimento, who's the first law firm to hang his shingle in the city of Palm Coast. Prior to that, he had been in Flagler Beach.
Yes, and Mike told us about some stories about old-time Flagler County, but he also told us about the three ingredients for success. So it was having people skills, having knowledge, and then hard work.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then we followed Mike with Pamela Roach, president and CEO of Breakthrough Marketing Technologies out of Jersey City, New Jersey.
Yes, Pam went to Harvard, so she's Harvard educated, and she talked a lot about goals, and that's where we learned the tongue twister, which I think actually Howard taught me the tongue twister. But
proper planning prevents poor performance.
Yes.
Okay.
The way Pam said it was a lot easier for me to say. It was fail to plan, and you plan to fail.
Oh, yeah, that is another way to do it. That's right. I did the other one.
Yeah, okay, prior planning prevents poor performance.
And then we followed Pam with our first author, Susan Slater.
She just moved to Flagler County about 3 years ago. She writes books, and she wrote mystery novels, but then she wrote this one book, 0 to 60, when her husband, she had been going through a lot in her life. So her husband had left her for a younger woman. She had, her parents had died. I think she had cancer.
Yes.
And, you know, she used the writing to therapeutically get through those hard times. I think that's something that everyone can maybe start to do in their own lives.
And she also had that similar network of people who helped her get through that and were able to pull her to the other side and begin to live the reality of where she was rather than the past that she was still mired in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then last but not least, we had Judge Hubert Grimes last Saturday.
Yep. And we started out talking about him, and I do need to get that book.
His book. Yep.
About my kids, so my kids don't end up in jail.
And also, you had a very insightful thing from Hubert Grimes.
Oh, I did?
Yes.
Did I talk about it on the show?
You learned about Perry Mason.
Oh, I did learn about Perry Mason.
That's right.
Defense attorney Perry Mason. Yeah. I wonder if it's on Netflix.
Yeah. So that sort of wraps up the guests that we had. We actually, the last quarter, we began on March 15th, so we had three from the previous quarter, and then, of course, 13 through the quarter. So we're going to break for our sponsors, and then we'll be right back. We're going to talk about the upcoming quarter and the types of guests that you can expect to find on Against All Odds. We'll be right back.
Howard Holly Presents Against All Odds is being brought to you in part by Touchpoint Alliance.
Touchpoint Alliance, a global alliance for communication excellence, headquartered here in Palm Coast, provides end-to-end communication solutions that help colleges, universities, and associations acquire, retain, and grow their customer base. Visit us at www.touchpointalliance.org or for a free consultation, call us at 386-283-5906.
This is John Subers for the Florida Hospital Flagler News Update. Florida Hospital Flagler has named Robert Davis to serve as our hospital's chief nursing officer. Robert has been with Florida Hospital for over 16 years and will be responsible for planning and overseeing all administrative functions and clinical standards of practice and care for our patients. For more information, visit FloridaHospitalFlagler.com. This has been a Florida Hospital Flagler News Update.
Your partner for life.
Well, welcome back. My name is Howard Holly, and you are listening to Against All Odds, How Successful People Overcome Adversity. And we've just finished wrapping up our first quarter here on WNZF, and want to really turn our attention right now to what you can expect in the quarter coming up. So, Kristen, I think we talked a little bit about this, but one of the things that we want to do this quarter is continue our strategy from the first quarter, and that's maintaining a high degree of diversity in all of the dimensions that we've done it. Diversity in background, diversity in experience, diversity in gender and race and geography and in ages, right? So we want to bring to you, our audience, an extremely diverse group of people who all have something in common. They all accept the premise that how you handle the challenges, the obstacles, and the failures that you will inevitably face in your life is, in fact, the path to success. And what you learn through overcoming that becomes the DNA that serves you for the rest of your life. And so those are the people who we bring on the show. And through this diversity, we hope to show you that there is, this does not apply to any particular experience or background or type of person. So one of the things we're going to do in this upcoming quarter, Kristen, is we're going to focus on education. And I think we've already gotten a couple of educators who are going to be on our show.
We do. I definitely have confirmation from Dr. Carol Eaton, Daytona State College's president.
That's right.
And I am working very hard and extremely close to having confirmation from Dr. Eddie Jackson at Bethune-Cookman University.
Yep, he's the president there. Okay.
And I'm working on a third one.
Yeah, so we'll get the third. So we'll have at least three. And each of these will be presidents of universities in our area of Flagler County, Volusia County, and St. John's. And then we just began in the latter part of this quarter that just passed with this arts and culture and entertainment. We had Cuba Gooding in May, and then we had Susan Slater in June. And we're going to continue to build on that with a couple, two or three people in that area. Two we've already received confirmations from.
Ted Anders, who actually, I don't want to say he invented, but he rediscovered some herbal medications in Fiji.
Yeah. And I'm putting him in this group, Kristen, because of the books that he's written, Breath of Life being one and the other one around customer experience. And I think that author experience. But he's also a real large global traveler. And I think, you know, and he's dealing with this whole environmental piece. Mm-hmm. And I thought it fit there better than it did in entrepreneurship, though he does have a company as well.
Yep. And okay. Then we have Judith Brown Dianis.
Uh-huh.
She is a TV personality.
Yes, she's on MSNBC. And some of you have probably seen her there. Her mother lives here in Palm Coast, and she's agreed to come onto the show. So we'll have her during this quarter. And then one of the things that we would like to do that we have not done heretofore is to bring some elected officials on. And we're going to be going after the mayors of some of the cities in our communities. And so we'll be trying to see if we can have John Netz from Palm Coast, who's the mayor there, Linda Provencher from Flagler Beach, from Daytona Beach, Derek Henry, and from Ormond Beach, Ed Kelly. So we'll have from those four, we'll hope to get at least two or three. And then we'll do our normal set of entrepreneurs and corporate executives. And in fact, that leads us to our guest for next week, who is?
David Alphen.
That's right.
Exceptional Performance Real Estate.
That's right. So join us next week, 10 o'clock on Saturday, here at Against All Odds, How Successful People Overcome Adversity. My name is Howard Holly, and you are?
Kristen Weitzel.
And we are really hopeful that as you go through the week, you experience the best of luck in overcoming your challenges both today and tomorrow. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.